Hi, I'm Ricky.
Hey, I'm Rosa.
Welcome to Nowhere in particular. A podcast that's unfiltered, unedited, on a ride going nowhere.
Buckle up, baby.
Let's go. So, it's spooky season, right?
Yeah, all things spooky this month.
And I've
been all day, every day.
True.
Right? Like, why just one month? Yeah.
But I've been trying to figure out what costume I'm going to have. Do you know what you're wearing yet?
I actually just, I think I finalized my costume idea and I have to work on it. Mm-hmm. I went to a clothing swap recently and I found this really neat bodysuit, but it's sleeveless. And it's nude.
Cute. And I love a good nude.
It like is fitted. And it's all, it has rhinestones all over it. And a friend of mine suggested being, because I was like, what do I do with this? And they suggested being a rhinestone cowboy. Like the song. Do you know the song?
No, I haven't heard this song.
Oh, there's a song called Like a Rhinestone Cowboy.
No,
you don't know that one?
It.
It's like from the 70s. I forget who sings it. Gosh. I cannot remember who sings it. But anyway, look it up. It's a good song. It was in a John Travolta movie from like the 80s. I think the movie was called Urban Cowboy. But so the song is Rhinestone Cowboy. And so I have this bodysuit that's rhinestone. And I have a cowboy hat.
I was just going to say, do you have a cowboy hat?
I have a cowboy hat. And I'm ordering some cowboy boots. Ooh. And I went to the thrift shop yesterday and I bought a matching. Or I bought a... like a cow belt, like a belt with cow print all over it. And yeah, so I'm really excited. I actually got Charo. I'm making him a matching bodysuit.
Way he's gonna be a little
he's
cowboy.
He's gonna be an urban, I mean, a rhinestone cowboy too. Yeah, he, and I bought it. I bought
Charo's our pet.
Yes.
DJ
Cha Cha Charo. So he, I'm gonna make him. Mom is making him a bodysuit. Also, I bought it in nude. I bought some nude fabric, and I bought rhinestone that I'm gonna glue all over it. So we're gonna be, and then I'm gonna make a little cow belt that he's gonna wear too. Oh, and we're both wearing bandanas as well.
Yes,
so I ordered him a cowboy hat and a bandana. So
I love this.
Yeah. So we'll see if anybody gets it, because I guess I don't know if people some people know Rhinestone Cowboy and others don't, but
either way, it'll still be like cowboy.
So that's
I love
ours.
That. And you're from Texas.
Okay, I'm showing up. Okay, I'm representing.
Let's
I'm
do
delivering.
It. So I've been trying to figure out what I'm gonna do, and I think I'm gonna do White Chicks.
Ooh,
I watched
like the
movie. Yeah, I watched the movie recently.
My gosh.
And I love
that.
I think it would be so much fun.
It is hilarious. Let me know if you need anything at all.
Okay.
Holy moly. Okay. Which one are you going to be?
I can't tell them apart.
I know. That's true.
I'm just going to be one of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And my husband's going to be the other.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it'll be so cute.
What costume? I mean, like, do you know, like, what
I know that I'm going to do, like, skinny jeans. There's this one scene where they both have on like these like I think a red and blue jacket and these like
are they
little
poofy or?
No, they were like I don't know the material, but it's just like a really thin jacket and they kind of have on these small tight fitted shirts.
Oh my god.
And really like tight skinny jeans.
Oh,
I think I'm gonna
gosh.
Try to go for that look.
Whoa. Okay, I have a pink jacket that might fit that description.
Ooh, okay
that could fit one of you or both of you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna have to go to your closet
later. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. And I love that you're doing a couples theme.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Trevor and I are similarly doing a couples theme. We're just going to be each other. Oh, my gosh. So I am super excited because I'm that creep. Creepy.
That stalker.
That stalker. And I check our... So we're on YouTube, and I like to check our YouTube when we get subscribers because I get, like, a notification.
Uh-huh.
And we now have – we're like, okay, we're almost at 50. I say that. We're nearly 50. We have 38 subscribers as of right now. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, is 38 the new 50?
Third episode in. That's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah. Number three. Number three. Yeah.
Yeah, so check us out on YouTube.
We're almost at 100 views for our first two podcasts.
That's so freaking cool.
We're on YouTube, Spotify. Yeah, like
Nowhere in Particular Show.
Yeah, that's right.
And then on Etsy, we are Nowhere IP Show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everywhere else is Nowhere in Particular Show.
Right, we are at where you can find most podcasts, I believe. I think, I'm not sure. Mostly, yes. Scary.
So, it is spooky season.
Yes.
Scary stories. Should we talk about some?
Yeah. Like, just general scary? Any kind of scary?
Well, I don't really have too many, but to be on theme, one scary story I have is sleep paralysis. Have you ever had it?
No. What does it look and feel like?
It's just like when you're sleeping, your like brain is awake, but your body like shuts down, and so you're like woke, but you can't move your body at all.
Oh my god, that sounds horrible.
I know, and it used to happen to me so much as a kid. It still happens like here and there, but like as a kid, I could like feel it coming, and I would just like get myself in a position where like I knew I wouldn't need to move too much for the night. Because it's just so scary.
Whoa.
I know. And if I try to move, like, I grip my teeth or something. Yeah. So it feels like I'm going to, like, break something if I try too hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But usually, I mean, I can just go back to sleep and then.
Oh, really?
It goes away. Yeah. Usually.
So, like, wakes you up.
Yeah. It's like I'll wake up in the middle of the night and then, like, can't move at all.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Then I just like go back to sleep.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty fucking scary. Oh my god, our first explicit word. I'm like, wait, now I have to make this podcast explicit. Hope y'all don't mind. I think they'll probably all be explicit.
Yeah,
because that's who we are.
We keeping it
real. Explicit, okay. Unfiltered, unedited. Yeah, we want to throw that in because it's important that you know that this is raw conversation. You're gonna get it as we said it, and yeah, we want you to feel part of this conversation. Yeah, like you're here with us,
sitting in a studio with us,
That's all gonna roll naturally. Like we're gonna have some uhs and some fucks and shits and
You might hear something drop.
Yeah, you might hear on purpose or otherwise. You might hear a lighter. You might hear a dog barking. We're gonna leave all that in. Okay.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. Thanks 100. For tuning in and hanging out. But yeah, scary stories.
Yeah. Do you have?
I do. You know, it's like it was a scary experience. It was like kind of like a psychological thriller movie if I had to categorize it. I had just moved into a new apartment by myself, and I was on the third floor, and I was an idiot, and I ordered my couch off of Amazon because I thought they'd deliver it all the way to the third floor. Of course they didn't. I don't know why I thought that, because they're like, they're delivering it. I thought they'd just take it all the way up, but that was wrong. That is not what happened. They delivered it to the lobby, and I had this huge couch in the lobby in a box. And when I realized it was delivered, I called a friend and asked if she could come help me, and she said, yes, I'm on my way. And she lived like 20 minutes away, and while she was driving over, a neighbor knocked on my door and said, hey, do you know you have a couch downstairs with your name on it? And I was like, yeah, I have a friend coming over. She's on her way. And he's like, he's like, two women? Like, and I was, two women? Like, let me help you out. And I was first a little offended. And I said, yeah, we got this. We can do this. And he's like, well, I can just help you. I can do it. We can just do it right now and get it out of the way. And I thought, well, if this guy's offering and my friend doesn't have to hurt her back, and it obviously is bothering this guy, so that's fine. I'll have him help.
Not bothering him.
Since I was going to do it anyway, yeah. And I was like, all right, let's go. So he and I moved it upstairs, three floors. It was difficult. He complained. I was like, so sorry, but thank you. But also, he's the one who suggested
it,
right?
Why is he complaining?
Yeah. Well, he was like, oh, because I guess the three floors, and there were sharp turns, and It wasn't a fun, it was not, it was an old building and the stairway was very narrow, which with really sharp turns. So moving a couch, you know, yeah, you have, there's the like a lot of math and physics involved and neither one of us are experts at
this
so.
Angle. We yeah, should exactly. be able to get it.
So we bring it into my apartment. I give him a glass of water. He tells me his name is, I'm going to make a new name just for privacy reasons. He tells me his name is Chuck. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. Nice to meet you. I'm Rosa. Thanks so much for your help. Blah, blah, blah. And he goes about his way, and so do I. Maybe a week later, at like 4 a.m, someone's pounding at my door. Mm-hmm. I'm asleep. They wake me up, and I'm like, whoa, what's happening? Like, is this an emergency? Like, what? And I look at through my peephole, and it's Chuck.
No.
And I was like, what the fuck? Chuck? Yeah.
What the fuck, Chuck?
Yeah. What the fuck, Chuck? So I see him and I'm like, yes, through the door. I didn't open it. I was like, can I help you? Mm-hmm. And he says, Rosa, I have asthma and I'm having an asthma attack and I need $5 to get my prescription.
At
can you help me out? Yeah. And I was like, okay, this guy helped me out. So yeah, of course, this is an emergency. Like it's 4 a.m. I'm
You're
like, what's
so
going
nice.
On? I happen to have $5, luckily, in cash, because who keeps cash around?
Yeah.
And I open the door and give it to him, and he's like, thanks. And then he runs off. And the next morning, I call my apartment manager, and I ask him if this is normal behavior in the building, like if this is what I should expect. And he said, no, not at all. And he apologized. And then I asked, what floor does Chuck live on? Because I'm on the first floor. And he says, he's on the first floor. And I thought, okay, a guy having an asthma attack on the first floor walked all the way to the third floor to ask me for $5.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get a prescription.
Okay,
at
he sure
4
wasn't.
Anyway.
There was something else going on. And then it really creeped me out. But the landlord said he was going to talk to Chuck and that it wouldn't happen again. And I never heard from Chuck. I'd see him in the hallway. He'd ignore me, and I'd ignore him. It was very awkward. And then one day, like 2 weeks later, I received a letter in the mail. It was like just somebody slid an envelope in my mailbox. It didn't have like a stamp or anything. And it was $5 and a note that said, thanks for your help. And it was a fake $5 bill.
What?
Yeah. And then it was signed Chuck.
What the hell?
Yeah. How creepy is that,
that
though?
That is really
That's
creepy.
That's like psychological
I didn't know
thriller.
Where it was going.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, right?
That's
Me either.
So odd.
Yeah. So then I decided that I absolutely was just going to continue to ignore him. But it made for a good story.
Yeah.
It was fucking creepy because I was like, this dude knows I live alone. But it was fine. It was fine. I don't live there anymore. I haven't for
that
years.
That is so,
it's
like, what's
story.
The point
That's five
of
buck
giving
Chuck.
The,
yeah.
What's the point of giving the fake $5
yeah.
bill?
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
So, yeah. Oh my gosh. We're at 13 minutes.
13.
Okay. 13,
favorite
13,
number.
13. All right.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks. We appreciate your time for hanging out with us.
Make sure you follow us on social media.
We sure will. Follow us on all the channels, all the things. Don't know
at
what they
nowhere
are,
in particular
know,
show.
Probably there.
Yes.
Yeah. Nowhere in particular show. Yeah. Tune in for the next episode, which will be tomorrow.
Yes.
We're gonna drop another episode tomorrow, and then also if you're interested in listening to us on our radio show, we're at
87.9 Radio Valencia. You can also listen to us at radiovalencia.fm, and there's also the Radio Valencia app.
Yeah, that's Thursday evenings 10 or 8 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. to 10. Yeah, thanks for hanging out. We appreciate you.
Cool. You don't gotta go home, but you gotta take another road out of here.
Bye.
Love you guys.